Hello and welcome to Life's a Whole Thing with Allie Ramsey. I'm Allie Ramsey, I'm the host, and I'm so excited to finally be recording this and getting to sit down and do this. This has been in the making for months and months and months, and I decided to put it off until June, which clearly that's not what's happening here. My professor decided that now is actually the perfect time for me to start doing this and made it an assignment. So here we are, ordered everything, got everything. These cute little headphones were actually sent to me. I need to make a video about that still, but they're a bit big on my head. I might look like a little bit of a clown, but that's okay. It's okay. So if you're wondering who I am, why I'm doing this, I am a senior in college studying sports management, and I wanted to go into social media, and I just love doing all things social media. Like, it's been a dream of mine to start a podcast, and originally I was going to do a true crime podcast, and kind of decided that I am going to do a little trial run with Life's a Whole Thing instead, and just kind of talking about me, talking about my life, talking about my friends' lives, maybe getting some of them in here sometimes, talking about what's going on in the world, talking about, like, social media, all of that. So that's kind of what I'm hoping to do here. I'm a cheerleader. Well, I was a cheerleader. That's so sad to say, and I'm gonna be going into that, but wow, it's just actually so crazy to, like, be sitting down, be doing this. I originally had bought a mic set and everything about January, and then me and my boyfriend decided to get a puppy. So again, this got held off and wasn't going to do it till I moved in with my boyfriend into Delaware. So quite the journey over there before I started to do this. And now that I have the stuff for my class, it's very likely that I'm going to keep doing this, kind of learn from my professor on, like, where I should be posting. Obviously, for right now, it's going to be audio only. And then I am recording video, but that's going to be to, like, post on, like, TikTok. And just to kind of get to show this off and, like, try to bring some attraction to it. But until I get, like, actually, like, good quality cameras and the whole thing and a better background, I'm just sitting in my bedroom right now. So until I can get, like, a good background, like, a good little studio, a good camera to actually do the whole, like, video part of the podcast and make a YouTube channel and all that, I'm just gonna be audio and a little bit of clips on TikTok. But I'm so excited to just finally, like I said, be sitting down and getting to do this, because it is something that I've been wanting to do, and I don't know, I think I've just been putting it off. And even knowing that I had to do this for, like, a class, I still have been putting it off because I'm just so nervous. Oh, give me a second, I'm sorry. Sorry, my dog's being quite the menace right now. Also, if you do hear any background noise, I'm sorry. Like I said, this isn't, like, a studio or anything yet, and I just got home from work, and my dog is being an absolute menace right now, and she just wants to play, and you might hear that, and I do really, really want to apologize, because I'm not just doing this as, like, a joke or anything, and I do actually, like, care, and I want the audio to be good, and I don't want, like, you to be hearing tiny footprints all around. But, oh, if I drop that one more time, I need to be careful with these headphones. I keep, like, pulling it, and it's, like, pulling on, like, the microphone and all that, so I need to just sit down, stop talking with my hands. Someone needs to tell me to stop talking with my hands. I need someone in here, like, watching me, because I'm not doing good right now. Okay, I want to actually, like, I do actually have some topics to talk about you guys with, and I did, like, I wrote things out. I'm trying to do this good and not get off topic, and yet I've already been talking for 4.5 minutes, and have not said one important thing. So I really, really wanted to start it off with talking about my feelings. My feelings on how I'm not a cheerleader anymore. Because what do you mean? What do you mean? I've been cheering for 17 years. 17 years of my life, and it's just gone. Like, I'm sure I'm going to coach, like, who knows where my future is going with cheer, and obviously I want to coach, and I want to be involved in that and everything, but I really doubt I'm ever going to be a cheerleader again. That's for sure. Like, I don't even know where I was at this point. Again, my dog started chewing on my door, and my landlord doesn't know I have her. So, can't have her chewing on my door. But someone put me in jail. Like, take the microphone away from me. Take it away. This is my sign. I shouldn't do this, but, you know, it's okay. It's fine. It's going to get better every time. And I think I know that. And I'm just hoping that that's the truth. But, like I was saying, I know I'm never going to be an actual cheerleader again. And I think that scares me more than graduating college. Than finding a career. Because, like, these last few weeks since, like, Daytona's been over, like, I've still been at tryouts and, like, I've still been doing other things. But, like, on the days that I would normally go to cheer practice and I don't have anything else to do, like, I genuinely just, like, sit there. And I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing anymore. Like, quite honestly, like, not even being, like, a drama queen or dramatic. Like, I genuinely do not know what to do with my life anymore. What do you mean? Like, I don't know what to do. I don't. I'm even wearing my, like, a cheer sweatshirt right now. Like, I don't know. It's just so weird. It's, like, it's such, like, a weird thing that's not talked about ever. And how much, like, leaving your sport is. After, like, all these years, and it's, like, really affecting my mental health, and I don't know. It's definitely not talked about enough, and I don't know what to, like, feel. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know. It's just so, like, 17 years of my life is just gone. After one performance, it's just over. Like, it's just, like, so weird, and oh my gosh. All that I want to do is, like, make my goodbye posts to, like, cheerleading and, like, talk about it and, like, make an Instagram post about it. And I'm still waiting for my action shots. And I want those. I really, really want those action shots. Specifically because there's one of me grabbing one of the girls on my cheer team and, like, hugging her. But, like, I have a hold of her back, like, the back of her neck. Just, like, sobbing. And I have never had such an emotional performance as I did on day two in Daytona. And, like, I thought that I was done before, like, it just, I don't know, because my last year of All-Star, I didn't think I was going to do college cheer. I thought I was done, and I was upset, and I cried, but, like, nothing felt like that last performance in Daytona did, and, like, we might not have, like, hit the routine or anything, but, like, it was just the best performance that we've ever done on that mat, and it was just the craziest feeling, and it was such, like, an emotional, like, and a deep, like, feeling, and I wouldn't have traded that for the war, like, the world. Like, I would rather go out there and do 10 more of those performances than ever win anything, than ever, like, have money. Like, it was, like, just such an emotional experience for me, and I need to, like, figure out how I'm gonna, like, make a post about that, because, like, how do I put 17 years of my life into, like, one goodbye post? And I know it's not, like, a necessary thing. Like, I know I do not have to make this post, but I do have to. Like, I can't just not. Like, I don't know. I just need to be able to, like, do it and say it, because I know that I can't just, like, put it into words. But we did have our banquet this past weekend, and I have a picture here for you to see it, because not that one. This, actually, right here, is our cover photos. So that's fun. How do I? Oh, there we go. So this is me at banquet. Oh, so cutesy. I set up that balloon arch. I won one of our big two awards. And this is actually, like, the Coach Trocheri Award, so, like, our head coach, and the, like, Above and Beyond Award. And it genuinely, like, meant so much for me to get this award, because I really, really have put so much of my life into cheerleading, and so much of my like past 3 years into this team, and this year I did really, really step up and like went that extra mile. Like, I am a captain. I ran our social media. I did our calendars. I tried to do our banquet. Like, I did all of our Nationals gear, except like I had a few people helping with like some of these, but like I really wanted to take charge this year and like get this stuff done. And I think I did just that. And I think that is why I got this award. And obviously I didn't do that for the award. Like, I did it because I love the sport and I love the team. And I loved this team unlike any team I've ever been on in my life. And I do think that that is why it's like was so emotional for me to like leave. And I don't know, it's just like I'm not ready for it to be over yet, but like at the same time, like, my body is like aching, like I'm like constantly in pain. And now that cheer's over, I'm in more pain, which you would think is so weird, but like I'm not moving all the time, and these injuries that I've been getting for the past few years of my life, and like when I hurt my knee and like my ankles and my ribs and like all of those little things, all just like, I don't know, I've been in so much pain these last few weeks, and I haven't been active these last few weeks. Like, I've been practically like, if I'm not in class or at work, or like I still go to lift, but like I've pretty much other than that been like rotting away. So like, why am I in so much pain? I don't know how that works. I don't know the science behind it, but now that cheer is over, I am in pain. Oh, I don't know. If someone's a doctor on here listening, which I would doubt that, but if you are a doctor or a nurse, want to tell me why I'm in pain now that cheer's over? Because it doesn't make sense. Well, I guess moving on, but not necessarily moving on. I want to talk about a little thing that I did in Daytona that was the stupidest thing I've ever done in my life. Well, actually, probably not, but a very, very stupid thing, and that is I lost my promise ring. How does one lose their promise ring in Daytona? Well, it was after awards, and I was walking with my parents to the tattoo shop, so I got a little cheer tattoo, and some lady comes up to me and hands me a key card and goes, "This just fell out of your bag." And I was like, "Oh my god, thank you, like, just saved my life," not thinking anything of it until hours. And I mean hours, like, our awards were at, like, 3:30, something like that. So what, we were probably, like, out of there by 5, like, before 5. I was, that lady coming up to me was probably around 4:45 to, like, 5 o'clock, right? Maybe even earlier. Probably at, like, 11 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night, I'm in the shower, winding down. Me and my room, we were going to go buy these hats, and I'm in the shower, and all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my god, all my jewelry, my promise ring, my belly ring, everything was in that pocket. Mind you, the rest of the weekend at our practices, the other days that we were competing, like every other time, I did not use that pocket for my jewelry. I had a little thing that all my jewelry went in. I'm sorry, just a second. So I had this like little container that I put all of like my important jewelry in. If I lost an earring, I don't care. But like, I didn't have any other nose rings. Luckily, someone did. I didn't have any other belly rings with me. Why would I? Which actually, someone also did. But I have not changed my belly button ring in probably 2 years. So like, why would I have had another one? And I was keeping it in like this little tiny little container because I didn't want to lose it. These are like the pieces I did not want to lose. And most of the time I was keeping it in a different bag. If it was coming with me to the, if it was coming with me to like the actual like Ocean Center itself, I didn't have it in that bag. I had it in my fanny pack. But most of the time I kept it at the hotel. And this last day, I'm running out. I realized I didn't. I dropped it again. Are you kidding me? This keeps happening to me. So I like realized that I forgot to take my jewelry off and I didn't bring the little like thing with me. And normally if I did that, like if I would have done that like at practice or something, I would have put it in my fanny pack. In the back pocket of the fanny pack. It's what I would always done. And for whatever reason, I put it in this front pocket of the duffel bag, which I've never done in my life. Like, I would have never done that. I don't know why I just on this day decided that I had to do that. I don't know. I can't tell you why I did it. And all that I know is that I was in that shower and I just went into a full-blown panic, like almost tears. I'm starting to like rip through my bag. Like, maybe I didn't put it in that pocket and I just think I did. Maybe I did put it in the fanny pack. No, it was gone. It's gone. I am like, at this point, I'm on the like texting Justin. He's busy. Like, he doesn't need to like be dealing with this at this point. And I'm like immediately, like, babe, I lost it. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm buying a new one. And he's like, you're fine. Like, you don't even have to buy a new one. I was like, yes, I do. Like, my finger was like craving it. Like, I needed something on my finger. Like, I couldn't. I felt so naked. I felt so bad. I felt like, not like ashamed, but like, I just felt bad. Like, that's something that he put his money into, like, for me. And like, it's a promise ring. It's a big deal. Like, I didn't want to just like not have that anymore. And I was so upset. And he was just like, you don't need to be upset. Like, it's okay. I needed to be upset. I needed it. Like, I needed to. And I almost had my room convinced that at 10 o'clock at night, 10:30, whenever it was, that before going to get our hats that we wanted to buy, that we were going to go to the Ocean Center and walk laps around pretty much until we found this promise ring. Mind you, this promise ring could have been anywhere from the bus that I took to go to awards when I first put it in there, in the awards, like the back area, all the way around one side of the building to this patch of grass. And then I walked all through grass, not even on the sidewalk, along the entire side of the building after that, and then back around the building to where this lady found me with my key card. That's a lot of places that this could have gone, or it couldn't have, it might not have even fell out there. It could have fallen out on like the side streets, walking to my parents' car. Like, it could have been anywhere. And I was like, I'm gonna go find this thing. And I took a minute, it took me like 5 minutes to like breathe and to be like, okay, that's like, that's unrealistic. Like, that's not gonna happen. Don't do that. Like, you don't need to do that. That's kind of silly. You're not gonna find it. So I immediately went. Obviously, I did not buy the same one that he got me, because a little pricey, a little out of the price range. Instead, I went on EveryJewels and bought a really, really cheap one. But it looks very, very similar. It looks very similar to the one that I had. It's just gold instead of silver. But I was actually so devastated about that. But I don't know. I'm still so stressed out about that. Because I like this one that I have now, and it is gorgeous. But, like, I want mine back. Like, it's so, so sad. And in, like, January, him and I went and got it fixed because, like, a diamond had fallen out of it. And, like, just, like, we've put so much work and so much time and so much money into that. He put money into that thing. But either way, like, it's just really, really sad. But, all right. I did have other things to talk about today, but I do think I'm going to finish up here today, just because it has already been 18 minutes and the dog's antsy. You probably can still hear in the background. Clearly, I need a minute because I keep knocking this little thing over here. And I have all the other things I need to talk about, like, can wait. It's about like my car and moving and graduation and all that. And that can wait. And I want to make more of these episodes and I want to get this out there more. So that can be next. But thank you so much. If you did watch or listen to this, like, thank you so much, because you didn't have to do that. And honestly, I don't know if I would have, because this was a bit rough, and I will admit that, but I also will have full faith that this is going to get better. And I think that's all that matters here. I think we're going to need to get some jokes in there, though, because this is just too serious for me right now. But it's because I'm just kind of sitting here staring at myself talking, and I need to get used to that. But I think I'm taking it a bit too seriously, and I want to take it seriously. Like, this is a very, very, very serious thing for me, but, like, I'm not that, like, I'm not, like, that kind of person. Like, I'm not like a serious, like, sit down kind of person. Like, I like to joke. I like to have some laughs. So that, I don't know. I don't know if I can joke and laugh by myself, but we'll see. We will see. But thank you again for coming on here. I'm so oh, I don't know why they did that. Okay, I need to figure out this whole thing, but thank you so much again, and have a great rest of your day, night, whatever time of time. Whoa! Whatever time it is for you. And I hope I get to see you and talk to you again. Goodbye.